Well, it's beautiful to know that the first time in a minute, you sound crispy clear.
Is that a compliment?
Uh-huh. I mean, every episode you tell me this sound doesn't sound right. You sound high, I sound low, yet you're using the same equipment that you've been using for 2 years.
I figured it out. Why?
Oh, shit. You want to tell the people?
They're hurt.
Yeah. I stopped listening to you.
This you explaining.
If y'all want to do something in your life, do it yourself.
People right there.
Shit get real, dog.
And that's where we start. Let's go.
Yo. It's your boy DJ A-Ron Cornbread.
My brother.
Hey, this is K-Kim.
What podcast are the people listening to?
The A-Square Podcast.
What up, baby?
What up, baby?
What up, baby?
Mr. West!
A-Squared Podcast.com. That's right. It's your boy DJ A-Ron alongside my brother Cornbread. This is the A-Squared Podcast, episode 1.
117
at A-Squared Podcast, brought to you by Wolfman Beer Care Products. Don't forget, man, they have a lot more than just beard care. They have soap. They have shampoo. They got oils. They got what you need. So make sure y'all hit that link in the bio, man, and visit them. And make sure that you use that code, man, A2P.
And Christmas time almost coming up, man. So get your man something nice, you know what I'm saying? Or get your lady something nice. She might have something up above her lip, you know what I'm saying? Keep that oiled up. Should be good.
Antonio, I feel real good right now. You feel good? How you feeling, bro? It's crazy out here, right?
As long as it ain't Mariah Carey music, bro. I'm telling you. I've been arguing all week with people, dog.
Why?
There ain't nothing to argue about.
Was this not a classic?
Is this Mariah Carey?
It feels so good, doesn't it? This is the A-Square Podcast, people. We're here to provide to you the vibes, the grooves. We're hugging all of our listeners. Antonio was the one that said anything about Christmas vibes and all that stuff. He was the one. I'm the guy that said last week that women needed to stop rebounding. And I said that, and people were like, well, why are you saying that? Don't say that about women. She living her best life. She's happy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And in the same episode, Antonio turned hella heads because he said that Mariah Carey, he said he was sick of it.
I am sick of it. I don't understand.
Can you tell the people why, though?
So I'm in a group chat with about 8 or 9 grown men, bro. And somebody, you know, it's two parts to the A-Square Podcast, so it wasn't me.
It ain't me either, shit.
Sent out a link with a little snippet of what I said about Mariah Carey. And it is facts what I said.
But what did you say?
I said Mariah Carey is one of the most overrated females ever, bro. And people mistakenly took that as she wasn't a legend. Bro, don't. I'm getting off. All right, y'all. That's it. I'll let y'all.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
We like to welcome all y'all to the A-Square Podcast today, baby. We are feeling so good. We're feeling blessed. My brother Antonio has wanted to hear. He is a Christmas guy. He's always in the spirit of giving. Let's give the people what they want, Antonio. Turn this shit up, please.
All I want for Christmas.
Antonio, where you at right now? You feeling good? You feeling good, Antonio? Cornbread, where you at?
We got a versus going on. Don't worry.
Let's go.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing.
No. I know you can feel it, Antonio.
When is New Year?
You gotta love it, man.
A-squaredpodcast.com.
Can I go back and celebrate Thanksgiving again?
No.
Is that an option?
No.
So since my friend, one of my guys from day one since A1, wants to have a versus, to the listeners out there, I need y'all to pay attention for 1 minute for me.
All right, let's go.
You got 1 minute.
All right.
Don't do that. Don't do that, bro. Don't do that.
Make my wish come true. I'm just gonna keep on waiting. Woo, 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 woo. You. I hear those bells ringing. Won't you please make my baby to me? So make my wish come true. You.
Oh, she got stuck. She glitched out. That's her on every Christmas. Stop the BS, bro. That's what she sounds like. Him. And he starts shaking too. He said,
That's right, run.
Yep, there you go. I know. That's her every Christmas, bro. Stop it, bro. I ain't seen her in 364 days, bro. She's like a groundhog. Stop it. Don't do this, bro. Don't let me do this to her, bro.
Antonio, listen, we haven't even introduced the pod yet. It doesn't matter.
That is the introduction. Don't listen to Mariah.
Here's the thing. Social media is in an uproar.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Over you.
Oh, no, that's easy work. There ain't no
that's
uproar.
That's the reason why there is no I uproar. Said my partner is the one that said this. Yeah, it doesn't matter if I agree or if I don't agree. I have to say you said this.
I did say it.
Yeah.
Well, then again, I got the same heat, and it was for you about Eminem. So I guess we both, it is what it is.
And they was together. That shit is crazy.
And it was beefing.
Yeah. So now it makes sense.
It does.
So now it makes sense. Maybe he wrote that shit.
Hey, shout out to the new listeners, man. We appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all like and subscribe. Everything too, bro.
A-SquaredPodcast.com.
All right, nearly 8 minutes. Nearly 10 minutes into the pod.
Man, it's real.
This is where we started at, people. This is how we do things, okay? Antonio, how was your week, man? What's going on with you? What's new? What's popping, man? Talk to the people, man.
Man, you want to go first or you want me to go, bro?
I'm asking you to go first, dog. All right, I know you had a hell of a weekend, a week.
It was a day. My week has been great. So I had a couple tests this week. Got 180. So, he good. Low key, I'm gonna take him to go get some. Take him in the Lens Crafters this week, man. He be doing stuff. He be doing stuff that, he be putting stuff close to his face. It's a lot of like tablet or like he'll sit real quick.
Wait a minute, you said Lens Crafter.
Yeah, Lens Crafters.
Ain't y'all got a Lens Crafter out there?
I don't know why. What's wrong with it? I don't need glasses, so I don't know.
I think that them motherfuckers closed like 10 years, 15 years ago.
Well, he gonna go get some glasses.
I'm gonna take him to a Lens Crafter.
Whatever, and that shows you the ignorance of me. I don't have glasses. So I don't know where to go. We're just gonna walk around, and I'm gonna walk in every store. It's gonna be like a Chinese spot. I'm like, hey, y'all do glasses? Y'all do contacts in here? They be like, fry around. I'm like, all right, bet, my baby, we'll be
y'all
back.
Niggas iron.
Yeah, we'll be back. So, he was sitting up. Usually I play like YouTube videos in my car or something like that. Or we, battle rap, whatever. He either go to sleep or he pay attention. It's one or the other.
but he was sitting up real close. I'm like, what is you doing, bro? He was like, I'm watching. I said, you can't see that from back there? He was like, nope. I said, all right, it's a wrap. So I'm going to take him in this week. So, yeah, I guess next week I'll fill you guys in on how that went. But for the past, you know, you guys know I've been traveling, man. So for the past month, I've needed an oil change, bro. But my car is old and it's going to my son in about 8 more years. So it doesn't even matter. I said, well, I got Friday off, man. I might as well take it in and get an oil change. And I called it in advance Thursday. Say, hey, I want to take it in 8 o'clock as early as possible. When I drop my son off, I want to get oil change. They was like, all right, bet. Come in Friday. Friday comes, drop my son off, head to the oil change spot. How much is the oil change for you, DJ?
On the current car that I have, I paid 170.
Jesus. Close to
$180. My mistake, oil? By the way. My mistake, though. What I didn't know, and I'll let you. Obviously, you're gonna tell us a story. I know, but what I didn't know is that when you go to the dealership that you purchase the car from, and it's the dealership that the car is from, they have exclusive stuff specifically for that car. So I fucked that part up. I should have just went to the Jiffy, bro. I should have just got some cornbread. I'd have been fine, but I didn't.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a gold change. That's close what you
to,
got.
Close to 180, but they got me. I didn't know. I thought they was going to come back and say 40.
Yeah. So they didn't. Normally, my oil change about $50, $50, $55 for them things. So, all right, let's get it. Immediately, as soon as I walk in, they say, they say my last name, but I'm going to say Cornbread. They're like, oh, Cornbread, it looks like you have 73 things wrong with your car. And every time I say, cool, give me the oil change.
Cool.
Give me the oil change. I don't care about none of that. But this stuff has been happening for years, bro. And I'm like, all right, man, because I need to get this car to my son. He's going to last 8 more years. So I'm like, all right, what's what I got? They sent me a list of 8 things wrong with it. I said, all right, what's the first 4? They said, bing, 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 priced it up $400. I said, all right, bro, fix it, bro. I said,
that's what you said? All right, bro, fix it.
Yeah, that's exactly, bro, I talk like this to everybody. I said, all right, bro, fix it, man. I said, hey, matter of fact, how long is it going to take, man? He's like, about 2 hours, 2.5 hours. I had a busy day Friday. You know, we had something exclusive that we had to do on Friday. So I'm like, no, I don't want to risk it. All right, bro, I'm taking an Uber back to the crib. He said, all right, cool. Call me back at about 10:30. My man calls me back at 10 or 10:30. What do you think he said, DJ?
He said, yeah, yo. Hey, yo.
He said, cuckoo. He said, there's a problem, Cornbread. I said, here we go. He said, your car is leaking oil to your tires. I said, I said, first off, none of my tires have oil. So that's a lie. Have you ever told a mechanic that?
No, I don't.
He said, No.
I prefer to let my mechanics lie to me because my mechanics always get underneath my hood.
Uh-huh.
And they look at everything and they be like, oh, yeah, I know exactly what this is. Yeah.
It's your alternator.
It's all name. It's the alternator or the Cadillac converter.
Bro, but all you need is gas in your car. Your gas light on, and they talking about it's the alternator, bro. This shit crazy. Yeah. He said, No. So what happens is there's oil gets pumped into your tire and to make your tire spin and your rims and stuff like that. They said the problem is when it starts to leak that side. It was my passenger driver's side or passenger side, right? Front passenger. It was like the problem is when it leaks, it does not get oil to that spot at which did not keep it lubed up. If it starts to slow down, it's not going to keep up with the left side of your tire, or the front left side of your tire, and then it's going to mess up your whole shit. I said, all right, cool, bro. So how much is that? How much do you think he said, DJ?
Based on my calculations, I would say $150.
He said
$150 straight cash.
He said, Mr. Cornbread, That part's going to be about $425.
I can see your face from here, bro.
I stopped playing Call of Duty.
I can see your face.
I stopped playing Call of Duty. Have you ever paused something live? I stopped playing. I said, hold on, bro. So the part that's leaking is another four of them things, and I still got to wait because you got to get the part and fix it. He was like, yeah. I said, all right, cool. So check this out, bro. Stop everything that I ordered there. Remember, it was originally $400-some, right?
By the way, for the people that are just tuning into the podcast, maybe first time, maybe last week, maybe last month, Antonio has talked about doing work on his car since day one of AD Square podcast.
Facts gang. I said, tell the mechanic to stop working what I ordered, bro. Have you ever canceled an Amazon order?
No, I've never done that.
I said, well, stop that. Take the same four of them things and put it on that. He said, all right, let me call him then. I said, yeah, do that. He hangs up. I push play back on live Call of Duty. I think I opened up one box to my listeners, my gamers out there know what I'm talking about. I looted one box. I get a call right back. I said, hey, bro, talk to me. He said he just finished. I said, oh, my God. Now, this is the part when I cry. This is what I need his voice from. I said, dog. I said, how much longer is it going to take, man? Well, we got to get the part. We got it. It's going to take another hour, hour and a half. Then we got to fix. I said, bro, I only want – ring it up, bro. Hung up. About
ring it up. Ring it up is wild to me.
It's wild. About 3:30, I get all my shit done. I call him. I say, hey, bro, where's my car at? Because I got to catch an Uber to come get me. You know what I'm saying? I got shit to do. I got to make sure my son ain't got an emergency. I got to get to him because he's still in school, all this stuff. He said, yeah, we just finished. Yeah, of course. I go over there, bro. He says, Mr. Cornbread, your total is $845.
There were...
The Thursday before, the day before that, this story, there's no way in life I thought a $50 oil change would turn into $845, bro. I don't know. But something good and weird happened too, but I'll tell you that story later. I'll tell that story.
Here's my
thing. Go ahead.
This is why I have a problem with you.
Talk to me.
I've known you for many moons, bro. You're doing this for a reason. And I know what the reason is, but it's pissing me off.
Okay, talk to the people. Because you ain't talking to me, so talk to the people. Yeah, talk to me.
All right. Antonio, guys, for those of you who don't know him, he likes to cook people, bro. That means that whatever it is that you got going, he's going to cook you. If you say something negative to him, he's going to come back and he's going to cook you with facts, right? So, for the new listeners, several months ago, his son said outside of class, he roasted his dad's car.
He did.
He roasted it. And Antonio stood there. Cornbread stood there. He took it. He said, hey, that's my son. He roasts me. It's cool. But what he doesn't know is this is going to be his car. And that was the roast back. So he cooked his son. So it's crazy, right? But now he has to keep that energy. So the money that he could put into a down payment or just buy another car for his son when his son turns 18, he's not going to do it. He's going to make sure this car barely runs, bro. The bare minimum is going to be in this car. It's going to run. It is going to run. But he's going to make sure this car gets into the possession of his son. For sure.
That's a fact. It's going to be just metal.
That's it.
So I'm waiting to see, like, what's the problem? That's what I'm waiting on. I was thinking he was going to say something that was a problem and we could fix it.
You're putting hundreds of thousands of dollars into a car that may not be worth the price. But
I've told three different people this story and they all said the exact same thing, bro.
And you're not doing it for the logical reason of I own this car, so I'm gonna just keep it. You're doing it to prove a point.
No, it's my baby. I'm keeping it. But it's going to go to somebody else, and then I'll get a new car. How about that?
So the shoes that you have that was on your feet,
uh-huh,
that had holes in them.
Right.
And new shoes would only have cost you maybe $30.
Okay.
You kept those shoes with the toe out, bro.
Right.
To prove a point.
No.
Not because you liked the shoes or they was comfortable or none of that.
There was nothing wrong with the shoes. There was no point to prove. There was nothing wrong with them.
If nobody ever said nothing to you about those shoes, you would have got new shoes.
Mm.
If not one person ever said anything to you about those shoes.
So but when to you the got listeners out there, bro.
The shoes, when you got roasted for the shoes, you was right. Like, all right, bet.
Yeah, and I kept, yeah, you're right.
Watch this. Yeah. I'm going to have them for the next 15 years.
I don't think you understand.
You would never be able to roast my shoes.
Man, I had some. I say new shoes, but they was about 5 or 6 years old, bro. I had them on in Haiti and left them in Haiti. I've never been so mad to buy new shoes because I had to replace them because I didn't have shit. I just had sandals. I was so mad I had to buy new shoes, bro. That shit boiled my blood. There's some Haitian out there, a little kid wearing size 15 shoes, bro, stumbling on the beach and shit, bro. This shit crazy. But that's me, man.
How was
your week, bro? That took the whole month, bro. We just paid mortgages, bro.
That's the same day. You did.
$850 of them things, bro.
Shit, hey, crazy. Man, listen. This week was magical. This week, in particular, to me, was magical. For number one, daughter's doing good. That's great. Fam came into town.
Congratulations once again.
Appreciate that. For those who don't know, my daughter is
they
here.
Don't know. They don't know, man.
My daughter, Wesley Rose Harris, is here.
Uh-oh.
And she's doing she's doing great. I appreciate it, my guy.
Yeah.
She's here, and things are definitely going great, man. So that's great. Like I said, again, family came into town. It's been a lot of drinking, and I just quit. I just quit yesterday.
Quit what?
I mean, I just quit this week. Excuse me.
Quit what?
Drinking. So, all
right, bro. All right, what else you want to talk about? Sports?
So with that being said, you know,
what else you want to talk about, bro? I'm not doing this.
That was good.
Everything I said to the people has been 100% facts, bro. You just lied to them, bro. Why would you do that?
Why?
Okay.
How I lie?
Go into your refrigerator right now, and what's in there?
There's juice. Matter of fact,
go to the left or right of you. You gotta go to the
ring. Now that shit is crazy.
Yeah,
that is wild. Yeah, that's wild right there.
Yeah,
because I didn't even know mimosas had alcohol in them.
Yeah, I bet they did.
Crazy.
Yeah,
that is crazy. Yeah, but
Trulies
anyway,
either, huh?
This is my story, bro.
Oh, okay. My fault. I'm gonna let you lie to the people. My fault.
So,
I'm sorry.
Things have been great, man. We had a great week. Things have been fantastic. And I want to dive directly into it, man. This week, ladies and gentlemen, we, the people, hip hop had the greatest verses there was this week. And we at the A Square Podcast are ready to discuss and dissect this situation, man. So I saw it live, but Antonio, to my understanding, I don't think that you saw it live. Is that correct?
Yes and no. So
yes and no.
To the same people, I do the exact same thing with every verses. Other than if I really want to see it, I'm going to stop everything. But I'm usually busy when they come on because it's later in the evening. So I randomly started up. I see two DJs DJing. I say, all right, I'll turn it off because I don't care, bro. Where are the people at? And then about an hour later, I turned it on and I heard, I miss my Uncle Chow, y'all. I said, damn, that's the only song I wanted to hear, dog. And then I cut it off.
Damn.
And then social media was on fire, and I was so mad. So go ahead, DJ.
Where do I fucking begin? Number one, it was phenomenal, man. Shout out to the biggest, bro. Shout out to Fat Joe. That's the first person that I want to give my shout out to, bro. I'm giving a round of applause to Fat Joe. You feel me? Fat Joe is an amazing. It just felt like he's like, to me, he's like an amazing human being and an amazing like person that was around for a lot of historical moments that we didn't necessarily get to. How do I say it? Like, there's a lot of people that was around our goats, our greats, whether it was Tupac, whether it was Easy, whether it was Biggie, whoever it is that you grew up listening to. Fat Joe at some point was around those people. So to have him be the person to introduce these two legends, which for those of you who don't know, we're talking about Bone Thugs and Harmony versus 3-6 Mafia. So it was odd to begin with because I was just like, I understand they're both iconic, but I don't understand, you know, I kind of didn't understand why they chose them to do the verses. Where 3-6 Mafia is more tear the club up, we kicking it, we getting high, we doing whatever, whatever you want to call it. Cool. Bone has a lot of slower records. That was for the weed heads. That was for, you know, yeah, y'all kicking it, but it wasn't for the tear the club up type situation, right? So I didn't understand it. Fat Joe comes out there. Confuse this shit, bro. This is from me on the out. No, you don't understand. This is from on the outside looking in. Yeah. Fat Joe looked like he spent the last 2 hours talking to Juicy J, Busy Bone, Crazy Bone, and all of them. Like, yo, somebody got to get introduced first. You feel me? Like, it doesn't matter who goes first. I have to say, either 3-6 Mafia is coming out, give it up for them, and give it up for Bone Thugs. And they was like, no. You give it up to Bone. Bone, we coming out first. So he was like, okay. And then 3-6 was like, why? No, you introduce us, you know, as Juicy J, DJ Paul, da-da-da-da. And he was like, all right, bet. Cool. I introduce y'all, and then I introduce Bone. Y'all all come out together. And Busy, all of them was like, no. You introduce Bone Thugs and Harmony, and then we gonna come in there. Fat Joe was like, all right, bro, I'm not finna start this shit. Like, I've been here for Dipset. I've been here for this. I'm not gonna, we're not doing this. So he comes out and he explains that story. He was like, I was just in the back, da-da-da-da. I'm introducing these guys. They was all wanting to come out first, but we gonna introduce them together. It's the Bone Thugs and Harmony, because somebody gotta come out first. You feel me?
Yep.
No matter what, like, you can say them both, but somebody's going to walk out first nonetheless. So anyway, they come out. I said, this is my words out loud, Antonio, not in my head. I said, here we go. I looked over to the wife. I said, this is not, I said to her, I said, this is not going to end well. She was like, why? They don't only have like gangster records. They're not going to be fighting. And I said, all right. I said, watch. I said, just watch. Lo and behold, they play the songs. Everything's going well. Everything's going straight. And I hear, hey, man, hold on. Cut the music. I said, I looked at her. I said, watch this. Busy Bone said, I'm not finna sit here and watch these ugly motherfuckers mock me. I said, whoa. Now, that part I wasn't expecting. Because I was like, as I was watching, I didn't understand what he was saying. Because you got to, for the people out there, if you watch a Versus, the camera is on everybody. It's not on, it's normally not on just one person. You know what I'm saying? It's on the stage, and then there's a dedicated camera that goes to one side, dedicated camera that goes to the other side. So when Bone was performing, I didn't see 3-6 Mafia, so I didn't understand what he was talking about. But I could hear somebody in the background. I could hear Gangsta Boo in the background laughing and saying some things while Bone was performing. And keep in mind, guys,
like what? 3-6, like, I don't know what he was talking about.
So
like what?
Gangsta Boo, she was in the background and she was laughing. She was kind of just being, I don't want to say, it wasn't anything necessarily that she said originally, but she was mocking as in being funny when, because you gotta think, 3-6 came out with club hits like Tear the Club Up, and then right after that Bone was singing, so she was laughing at the fact that they were singing, and she was loud and obnoxious from the very beginning. So to me, I don't think Juicy J had anything to do with the beginning of this, like the argument. I don't think DJ Paul, I don't think none of them had anything negative. I think it was Gangsta Boo who, she was just loud and obnoxious, and I think that got to Busy Bone, who is already on edge, if you feel me.
Right.
So he threw a water bottle, bro.
He did.
I said they gonna break it up. It ain't nothing gonna happen. I saw Juicy J take 3 steps forward. I said, those are the meanest 3 steps I ever seen. I said, he has fought before and he ready to fight again. Fight, shoot, Juicy J. Hey, I believe everything he gonna do now, because them 3 steps tell it all. He took them 3 steps. Punches were thrown. Busy Bone moved to the back of the line faster than anybody. He, bro, Antonio. Busy threw 2 fastballs to the point where he might be in MLB next year, bro.
Uh-oh. Well, it's a lockout for those niggas, so it might not be.
So they need him. What you mean? So
That's true.
The game is going. Somebody is playing MLB. Somebody's playing baseball, right?
Facts.
So he throws the bottle, throws the microphone first, then throws the bottle. I said, oh my God. So I'm jumping up. I'm trying to get close to the screen to watch this. They start, arguing. They break it up. For those of you who have watched Versus, there's no commercials. You're just watching what you're watching, correct? Right, Antonio? Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. It's on Instagram or however you watch it, but yeah, there's no commercials.
That shit cut off. That shit said technical difficulties. I said, this is corporate now. Antonio, this corporate now. Yeah. You got Thriller involved. You got our Triller. You got all these entities involved. It's corporate now, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit. I know I'm talking a lot. I'm not going on the rant. I promise you I'm not going on the rant, but I have to say the obvious. I have to speak what was being done and what happened in there. When I say corporate, I don't just mean the powers above that are recording this and airing this on these different platforms. I'm talking about the overall picture. When the argument started, lights began to come on. When the lights began to come on, I instantly started looking at the entire picture. So, Antonio, I started looking at the crowd and I said, hold on. 3 minutes ago, Bone was saying, you know, we in LA, da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? We came up under Easy, da da da. Like, he's saying all the things are correct. None of that stuff is wrong, Antonio. I'm not ranting here. Please, guys, follow me. You're talking about Eazy-E. You're mm-hmm. talking about Tupac. You're talking about Biggie. You're talking about Bone. You're talking about 3-6 Mafia, Tear the Club Up. Some of the great, you, Project Pat came out. You're talking about, I'm not even talking about just the other features. We ain't even got there yet.
Yeah.
And then I look at the crowd, and the crowd is 97% white, bro.
Yeah.
And I'll stop there, and I'm going to let you talk a little bit, because when I seen that, I said, oh, the fix is in. I said, yeah, y'all in L.A.? What part of L.A.? What part of L.A. y'all in? Where are you?
So, I'll talk about the good thing about the Versus and the bad thing about Versus. Mm-hmm.
So let's do the good thing first. The good thing is, I love how everyone's invested in verses. And what I mean by that is, if you did a song with a person back in the 80s or 90s, and they bring them those people out, and then they do their little part, right? Like, so it's like everybody's invested in making the best show possible. So the surprise is, I know you said you might want to get into the features, but
yeah,
you know,
go for it. Go, they, go. They, bring them out.
They
bring
brought
them
out. When they brought out Little John, I was like, yes. What? Like, that shit was hype, bro. I love Little John. And then when 3-6 Mafia did, it's hard to hear a bit, you know, and Terrence Howard came out, bro.
Hold on. Now, before you even say two minutes before that happened, I tweeted and I said, if they bring out Terrence Howard, I'm done. I'll put LOL as a joke. And this motherfucker came out. I couldn't believe that shit. That was wild.
Come on, man. Hustling flow. Come on, man. These ones are wars, man. So I really enjoy how it seems like everyone's on the table to come out, right? They might they might say no or yes, but what'd you say?
After Terrence Howard came out, I said the only way Bone is gonna win is if they bring out Tupac, bro. Like, no hologram, the real nigga. Like, it's 2021 now. So if he was ever gonna come back, this would have been the moment.
Had to do that played him. All eyes on me, man.
It had to do it. That's what I said. So yeah.
So that was the good part. Like I said, everybody's invested. The bad part, which I had a couple people kind of tell me this as well, is Jadakiss set the bar so high on verses that everything is under that. And I kind of get the same feeling sometimes too, where there's music playing and then it seems like the artists are just ad-libbing their own songs. And, or just the performance part of it. Obviously they talk trash, they fought, but still, you know what I'm saying? Like the part where Jadakiss just killed it all. I think he set the bar so high that he just burnt down the stadium of verses and that nobody can reach that. So I kind of get that feeling too. So that was one of the negative things that I saw, but you can go ahead, DJ.
I do understand where you're coming from. I don't want to see verses change. Actually, I'll take that. I feel like verses has changed multiple times. It started out as a verses, like this person versus this person, this song versus this song, the best of 20, your 10 versus this 10, right?
Right.
Then it turned into, this is a celebration of these artists. You know, they're going to play the best of their songs. This person plays the best of their songs. We're going to love them, honor them, and support their music. And we're also going, while we're doing that, we're going to run these streams up for these artists, right? That's what it, then it turned into that. And then Jadakiss now came on. They was like, this is real hip hop. This is some hip hop shit. This is happening. We at the Garden. This is what's happening. And the world was like, oh shit, like this is amazing. And then Jadakiss came back out, did the shit again.
Yep.
And then like Jadakiss has just been like the god of verses. So even when they do say, hey, we're going to do this and it's going to be a celebration of life, it's going to be a celebration of music, it turns into I'm the best, you're not the best. No matter what you do, it turns into something like that. So I understand what you're saying when you say the bar is Jadakiss when it comes to this situation now. Mm-hmm. And it hurts other artists if they go that route. But if they don't go that route, it hurts them because you got people who the world feeds off of negativity. It just is what it is. And there's good negative shit, too. You know what I'm saying? Again, like Jadakiss going out there and freestyling the way that he did, winning the way that he did, winning the crowd the way that he did, even though it was negative stuff because he was like, fuck out of here. I'm a battle guy. I'm going to do this. We loved it, but we still salute both people. We still salute Dipset. We still salute the Lox. And that just is what it is. But like you said, the bar, it kind of messed things up a little bit, I guess, right?
I just think that's the standard.
Yeah.
It was so shocking and so dominant. And to me, it was an upset.
Mm-hmm.
So all those factors.
I had Dipset.
Oh, well, yeah.
100%. Even though I 100%. Knew what the locks was capable of.
See, no, not me. No, you couldn't tell me nothing with Dipset.
I mean, I knew what the locks had, but I was pro Dipset because even being from the Midwest, Dipset is, I mean, it's Dipset. Come on.
Yeah, Dipset, yeah. So I think all those things combine, create the whole package. And now, like I said, the anticipation for this, it was, all right, well, I got 3-6 Mafia. I didn't even know. I was surprised they got 20 and 20, low key. It might be silly for me.
I know their music so extensively. Right. It was like Bones music, even though some of the records that they played was like low key, like it wasn't like a top 10 or a top whatever record, it still went hard on their albums though. You know what I'm saying? So okay. Like I knew what the music was because obviously them being from the Midwest. And then that run that they had with Ease and all that stuff, like I knew their music. So
yeah. So I'm the average listener of them, you know. Them, so the 3-6 Mafia made it more my way than Bone Thugs. Right. So I can name what 5 Bone Thugs songs, and then 3-6 probably 10. You know what I'm saying? So I was very surprised that they go 20 and 20, which I enjoyed it, but just there was no anticipation for me. I'm like, all right, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? And then, but so to me, if they didn't fight, I don't think it'll be blown up as it was.
Of course. I 100% agree with that. Now what I will say is this, everybody and they mama, bro. I don't care if you're a mother. I don't care if you're a grandmother. I don't care if you're a great grandma. I don't care who you are. It's a few words that people can say to you that will get you to fight. And one of those things is suck my you know what, bro. Mm-hmm. When that happens, the gloves are off, we swinging. And that's why Dipset, the locks, they said, hey, just don't say that and we good. Mm-hmm. So we'll say whatever y'all call us pussies, y'all can do whatever. That's hip hop. We'll keep it at that. Just don't do that part, right? Juicy J said that. And that's kind of where how things ended up going where it went. But there's another thing, Antonio, that kept it going. And I'm sorry, guys. I know I'm totally not on this podcast to bash women. I'm not. I promise you, I am not. Love women. Women are now being able to be drafted.
I love women's.
They're able to. They're able to be drafted into the military. God. And I think that is, equal rights. It's equal rights. And I think that they should be. Hey, chill out, chill out, chill out, chill out. So they're able to be drafted. I think equal rights. But when Gangsta Boo stands in the back and continues to say, he ain't take his medicine, y'all. He ain't take his medicine. Look at him. He didn't take his medicine. See?
Well, what if he did take his medicine?
That's why the group keep breaking up right there, because he didn't take his medicine. That. Look at him. Everybody look at him.
She said, y'all don't even need him.
Now, Antonio, what does that do? I don't care if he took his medicine, bro. I don't care. I don't care. How many times are you going to say that and a person going to snap every time you say that? Yeah. So to me, she was instigating the stuff, man. And no disrespect to Gangsta Boo, but But be clear, Gangsta Boo, the movement of Gangsta Boo is not. Don't do that. I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say it. But don't do that. Don't be louder than the value of the product. Is that bad to say?
No, that's fair to say.
Don't do that. Like, I mean, I know you're riding for your squad. If something happened, then I get it. But don't be louder than the product. And I feel like she was being louder than the product because nobody else was wilding out. You didn't see DJ Paul wilding out. You didn't see Juicy J like wilding out saying certain things that was gonna rile things up. They didn't do that. But she was, and they were. I didn't like that. I just didn't like that part. The original crime mob was there, but they was wildin'. Gangsta Boo was there, but don't do that. Don't do that. So that's what I take away from it. It was great. We got it all. We got the fight. We got the music. And then they pieced it up for whatever that's worth. Now, having said that they pieced it up, somebody in the back went to the back and said, hey, y'all motherfuckers are not getting paid. Y'all got the front. Y'all got the top half. You got the top half, but you ain't getting the bottom half. Because you can't tell me, Antonio, if Busy had it got the top, if he had it got it all, there was no way this show is continuing.
Yeah, no way. I'm sure it's in their contracts too, though.
Absolutely, but them niggas don't read. What happened? So they read now? Bro, stop it. Don't do that. Them niggas. You can't be in bad contracts your entire life and then come on this podcast and have somebody tell me that y'all know it's on the paperwork. What? Don't do that.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? No, they don't read. It's okay if you don't read. They don't read. They ain't read. Trust me, they ain't read. That's why they thought they was going to fight and go home. They fought. They fake fought and then went to the back and they said, hey, y'all ain't getting paid. They said, hold on, what you mean? They said, yeah, the bottom half of the money. They said, well, I already spent the first half. I got to pay rent. They said, you better rent your ass back on that stage or else you ain't getting paid. That's what I said. That's how it works. So they hugged. Busy put his leather jacket on, went back on the stage and say, I love these niggas, man. And that's how it happened. So we got the love, but then we got music, and then we got more love. So salute to those guys for what they did. And unfortunately, I don't see this going any further for Bone. Maybe 3-6, because I know Juicy J got some new music. So maybe 3-6 will continue to do their tours. But the first outing for Bone has already been canceled as of last night. Why is that?
For real?
Yeah, they didn't make the flights. Do the flights. They
do the spirits, like Allegiance or something.
Never.
They had the middle seat.
So anyway, where we at, bro?
I don't know. So that was a good verse. Do you know? Is that the last verses of the year?
I think there's one more.
Really, bro? Yeah, go ahead. I love this verses. Yeah.
It's Mariah versus Sierra, bro.
No. It's Mariah versus new Mariah. Fuck out of here, boy.
What else you got for us, homie? Let me say this. A Square Podcast, again, for those of you who may be just joining us, 48 minutes into the pod, we had to break down that versus. Hit us up, asquarepodcast.com, okay? And also make sure you guys click and subscribe. And also, Wolfman Beer Care Products is always in the link in the description. And we have our promo code A2P. Make sure that you guys get your discount there, man. What else, guys? Antonio?
I got a couple updates before I get into my world news. How I always do every week, man, for y'all. So the
you
National
paid
Guard.
Renner?
Man, what? So the National Guard, they said they won't fund the troops if they refuse to get the vaccine. I think I told you guys that a couple episodes ago that the deadline
so
was.
So they left them in Afghanistan?
No, they already left. But now when they want to try to go back to Puerto Rico or some shit, no, they out of here. So, you know, this vaccine is getting real. So if you know you did leave your occupation because of the vaccine shot, you know, I don't know how you can get a new one or, you know, a prestigious one up there without getting a vaccine shot. So just FYI for that. Also, remember I told you there was an asteroid passing
through?
They
shot it out.
They passed it through and they shot it out, right? Just wanted to test to see if they could do it. I said,
and that
yeah,
was
okay.
A lie.
I said, okay, here we go. So I'm here to tell you guys, a gigantic asteroid is breaking into Earth's orbit. It should be here by December 11th.
I know that's right.
They said it's 1,082 feet. That's damn near the Eiffel Tower of an asteroid. So I don't know if they're going to shoot it down or they said it should just miss the Earth, but they're going to be prepared to shoot it
it's
down.
It's going to hit Haiti.
I said, here we go.
It's going to hit Haiti.
They always, yeah, you always got to read between the lines, but that's just an FYI. So December 11th or 10th, be ready. Because it might be a draft. Because the aliens going to come on that ship that they got. So women, get ready. As I stated, there's a baseball lockout as of right now. Both sides didn't come to an agreement, so we'll see. So I guess the Atlanta Braves might win again next year if there ain't no if there ain't no season. Bro, what's up with your boy Antonio Brown, man?
I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna let you talk. I'll let you do it, and then I'll say what I gotta say.
All right. So to the listeners out there, if you didn't know, so Antonio Brown, Mike Edwards are two players that play for the Buccaneers. And there was one other player, too. I think he was like a practice squad guy. Not for the Buccaneers, I think for somebody else. But all three of them lied about their vaccination status. So not even did they lie, not like Aaron Rodgers. They produced a fake document saying that they were vaccinated, and they weren't at that time. So they did a whole investigation, and they got suspended for 3 games. But this goes to Antonio Brown every year. It's something with him, bro. And I guess his chef snitched on him, too. So it's getting ugly, man.
All right. So I got a couple things on this. I'm going to be very blunt here. I don't want to hear anything about Aaron Rodgers in this situation. And I don't want to hear anything about any other player that decided not to take the vaccine. This is a federal crime when you forge government documents.
Right.
Whether they press charges or not, it is a federal crime, period. You are barely in the league as it is, and you are world-class talent, and you're barely in the league. That what I mean by barely in the league is that you left one team, you went to another team, you got cut, you went to another team, and all you had to do is shut up for 24 hours, and you didn't, and you got cut. And then somebody of a statue, I don't even care who it is. I'm not even going to bring up none of that. People say, hey, we'll take them. We'll work with them. And you go there. You perform at mediocre. I say a little above mediocre, considering you are number one, but you're number three on this team, and sometimes number four because they like to throw to the tight end. Mm-hmm. So you could be a four or five, fifth option, and you're a world-class athlete. They gave you this opportunity to come and play for this world championship team that's competing for a championship. And you do something like this. Honestly, Antonio, I'm just tired of the dumbassness, bro. I don't know whose friends or whose. I don't know what mentality is what it is. But I can tell you this. No, I ain't going to say that. I'm not going to say that. Antonio Brown is a habitual fuck up, bro. I'm gonna say that. I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say because I was finna say it, but I ain't. Yeah. I'm not gonna do it. He's a habitual fuck up, bro. Like whatever he thinks that whatever he thinks that is correct is like the right thing to do, or he think he can get away with it. It could be the dumbest shit ever, but he gonna do it. And it's annoying to me because he is such a phenomenal talent. And I hate Antonio. I hate rooting for dumbass people, bro. But I can't help it because I want to see him do good. It's like you want to see somebody do good, but they can't because they can't get out of their ways. My guy, it's been known, and I'm saying skip all these like First Take, Undisputed, all these shows, all these people that talk about sports and everything like that. My guy, this stuff being the New York Post, this stuff being TMZ, on a daily basis, Antonio Brown has been known. Antonio Brown and Scottie Pippen are known to not tip motherfuckers or not pay. They're known for it. In Chicago, Chicago people know Scottie Pippen don't tip. And I'm saying that's him. If he don't tip, that's on him. But people look at it like, damn, you're a millionaire. You're Scottie Pippen. You're not from here necessarily, but you brought championships here. They're like, damn, but you don't. You barely tip. Like, you barely tip waitresses and shit that come and wait on you for everything, you don't tip. He's known for that. Antonio Brown is known to fuck up consistently. When is enough enough?
And I just thought about this too, because I'm like, what if Dennis Rodman was in this time, right? With social media.
There's
and
no way.
But see,
no
but, way. Yeah, but the thing is, though, Dennis Rodman, he loved people and he would only do shit to himself, right? Even though he didn't show up for practice and stuff, but when it's time to play, he would cook. But he would only do stuff to himself and people just didn't like that he was different. Antonio Brown throwing babies out of balconies, getting rape allegations. Dang, what did he just do? He didn't pay his chef, so that's why the chef snitched on. You know what I'm saying? He just seems like a bad person, bro.
Antonio, I gave him the nigga. I would have found a way to give Antonio Brown the $550, bro.
You don't pay your chef, bro? What kind of stupid stuff is that, bro?
But that's what I'm saying. There's more. That's why when I say the New York Post, LA Times, like TMZ, like this stuff has been happening since he early in his Pittsburgh day. He had problems with paying people. So what I'm saying I'm not even saying it is right. Okay, it's wrong. Wrong is wrong. You know that. You know our rule, bro.
Right.
We are always on the side of right is right and wrong is wrong.
Right.
Well, my guy, you already fucked it up. So why would you fuck it up more? Like what? Like how much more can I fuck it up? Like it's like Kanye, right? You hit me up, Antonio. You said, man, hey, I just heard this new heat. You was like, man, I just heard Life of the Party. This shit was dope. Andre 3 Stacks on there, Kanye on there. I love it. Did you not say that?
That's exactly what I said.
Bet. And Kanye had to find a way to fuck the song up, bro. Because for 2 minutes of the song, all you hear was some bullshit that wasn't on the first one. It was like, yo, this shit too perfect. It's too good. I'm doing too good. I got to fuck. All right, bet. I got a new contract. Bet. Let me find a way to get a shit back. All right, bet. I don't want to get the vaccine. My man's over here. He got the plug. My guy. Cook it up, bro. Cook it up. We all eat at my house. You at my house. We all eat. They said, bet. Here go the bill. He said, what? But you cooking for me. He said, yeah, I know. That's the.
Asking for the bill at your house from your personal chef is bananas. I ain't never, bro. That's some rich people stuff, boy.
And the worst part about it is, he said, hey, just this the beginning. It's still hot out. It's hot out. Bro. This August, this July. He ain't cooked for Antonio Brown since the beginning of July, bro.
Yeah, that's nutty, man.
It's December. He owe him $500 and my mans won't pay it. That's where I have the problem at. It's like, what can I do to fuck it up? Because it's like, even if you are going to do that shit, like, all right, pay the shit. Like, pay the shit. Get it out the way. Because the only reason apparently this guy is snitching on him or did whatever is because he didn't get paid.
And he tried to reach him. Antonio Brown just avoided him and didn't want to pay him.
So, again, this goes back. How can I fuck this up? All right, I got my championship. I'm in there. All right, I'm gonna sign for this deal. I'm gonna do this. He has an opportunity to hoop to ball out this year, even if it is the last few games, because this is a game longer season. Correct? We're at 18 games now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He sat out the first what? He sat out maybe the first nine games. I mean, nine games.
Year, no, he played the first five games, and then he missed the last five? Six games. Yeah.
All right, so six games. And now he's suspended for three.
That's nine.
It's so basically, to me, it's like he's playing a half a season if he ends up doing that, by the way. And
in real numbers, too, to the listeners out there, I think he owed the chef like $2,000. I think that's what he owed him.
But for the for the
so I think he owed him $2,000. He's suspended for three games because of this COVID shit for getting snitched on. And he's losing $183,000.
But do you not now for those of y'all that don't know math, But that's what I'm saying. Cornbread. This is what I'm saying. How can I fuck up? What can I do to fuck it up? What? You gave me food, which helps me live.
At my place. And I knew you was coming. Like, you just showed up.
I hired you. Yeah. I know the price. Before you got here, I knew the price. And then I said, hey, you know what I mean? I bet. Hey, my mans. I'm Antonio Brown, bro. You know me now.
He probably started dancing.
He did.
With a bill came.
And my man said, hey, I feel like this guy's like family. Thank you for letting me come to your house. You like family. Here's the bill. Just, you know, whenever, man. It's August. You got a net 30. Don't worry about it till September. Don't even just hit me whenever you need some more food for life, bro. For life, by the way. Ring. You reach the voicemail box of. He said, why is this man calling me, bro?
New phone, who this?
That's Antonio Brown. A habitual fuck up. So I have no sympathy towards him. And in all honesty, Cornbread, I would say this. On today's episode of the A-Square Podcast, episode 117, I will say Antonio Brown probably played his last game as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. But despite the odds of who they have on their team and them wanting to win a championship, I don't think he's even as important as they need to win. I really don't. Even though they've lost a couple of games and you know whatnot, I think it's over with. If he does end up finishing this season, I still think this season is over with for Antonio Brown.
So that's what I think. I think he's going to finish out the season because they want to win, and then he's done after that.
I don't think another team will touch him. And I don't, even if Tom Brady comes back and plays another year or two, I think it's over.
Yeah.
I think it's over. So,
also, Georgia Bulldogs, they did it again. They lost. They find a way. Being in Atlanta, bro, is hilarious, man. These people, man, they, every time a Atlanta team is the best of the best, they talk filthy until they actually play. And then now everybody's mute. I ain't had no updates on my Facebook from nobody from Atlanta. Now they talking about the Falcons and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, these people are crazy.
They switching up. Hey, man, it's NFL season.
The Braves won, though. That's what they're going to say. Yeah, that's the argument. The Braves won. Your boy Alec Baldwin said he didn't shoot old girl. Come on, man.
Listen, I don't know the story. I had a clip that I wanted to share with you guys, but then I was like, I don't want to share it. I was like, I wait. Listen, judging by the clip, he did that shit.
He did that shit.
Whatever they say he did that shit. Whatever they say he did that shit. I'm only saying judging by the clip. Because if it's two people that look guilty as they were accused of being guilty, and not in the same category or nothing, but when R. Kelly sat down with Gayle King, that motherfucker was guilty, okay?
You're killing me with this.
Alec Baldwin sit down saying, I would never aim a gun at anybody. They said, what about the bullet? He said, what the bullet that I would never shoot anybody. I didn't do that. I said, Alec, I said, this is tragic, bro. This is tragic, especially for somebody I like. I really like Alec Baldwin as an actor. This is tragic, man. This is tragic.
Yeah.
I don't know what's to come from this, but this is definitely tragic, nonetheless.
So him, and then apparently, I think I told y'all there's a new variant of COVID out there last week or 2 weeks ago, and now
this shit ain't gonna stop.
It's about 7 or 8 states now, bro. So it don't matter. It don't matter. It's probably
And for those people that don't really understand all this COVID stuff, you can, there will be a lot of variants. You know, that is not going to stop. You know what I mean? So it's just a matter of what this one can do versus the other one. And like I was telling, I had a very long, great conversation with a family member of mine. You know, Antonio, this stuff is a lot of people think it's just getting worse. It's getting worse, and like the end of times is coming, and so on and so forth. I just think we live in a media age. Do you understand what I mean when I say that?
No, like, I think it's the people.
I think it's a media age. Like a lot of people be like, man, all these shootings, all these lootings, all the COVID stuff that's going on, all this stuff. Like, and then they be like, this the end of times. It has to be, because if you look at it, it's so much stuff happening that's like in the book of Revelation, and it's so much stuff that's happening. It's worse than where it is. And that's where I want to key in on this last little part of the A Square podcast, is when people say this is it. This is the worst that it's ever been. I don't believe that this is the worst that it's ever been. I think that we just live in a media world where every minute there's something happening with police brutality, or there's something that happens with a mass, with some type of shooting. Before, when we thought mass shootings, that meant hundreds of people got killed, right, Antonio? When we was growing up, there was hundreds of people, right?
Yeah.
Now a mass shooting is considered to be four people. That's not to say that those four people don't matter or anything, because it does. It's a shooting. People died, period. Right?
Right.
But four people dying, hundreds to thousands of people dying, I'm saying that the media is delegating to us all this information in real time. Whereas maybe 15, 20 years ago, maybe even less, all these people were running around with phones in people's face when stuff was actually happening in real time. Because you got to think, CNN ain't standing on the corner of where you live right now.
Right.
Right? If something happens right there, where are they going to get that information from? One of your neighbors? Or a neighbor of a neighbor? Or whoever? You know what I'm saying? So I don't I say all that to say that these variants, all this stuff that's coming out right now, is going to continue to happen. But the only difference between a long time ago with flu viruses, with chicken pox, with all these different things that people were coming up with, the difference between then and now, to me, is the fact that everybody is able to report in real time. And I don't think that it's necessarily the end of times, or things are worse than what it was. How do you feel about that when people say it's worse than what it was? What's your thoughts?
I don't know. I think it's all perspective. I mean,
okay,
if you're a black male, shit, you've been dealing with racism your whole life. So it really isn't worse because you've been dealing with it compared to like a white male, right? But then again, if you're a young kid, they could say being in schools worse than what it was, because they have social media. They got, you know, they could go live from you getting beat up, and they could stick with you because that don't go away. Right.
But that's what I'm saying.
So we have fights and roasts and all that stuff back in kid. Right. All we do is have our memories and talk about it. And then the story, as we get older, the story changed because we just remember it different. Right.
So, and you're telling it to 50, 60, 70, 100 different people. And right. They're telling it, so it's different
right.
stories.
Right. Yeah. So I think it's all perspective. I don't think anything's
worse or better.
I don't think anything's worse or better. I just think it's bad. But then again, what's being shown is the bad stuff, right? It's not the good stuff. Like exactly. How many stories are – well, go ahead.
That sells.
Correct. It sells to the people who's buying it, though. I don't buy it. I don't care about none of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, bro. So, yes, we watch it, like the fight and stuff like that. But unfortunately, a lot of people just watch the fight from the verses, but they ain't watch the verses, you know. So we got to retrain our brains and what we show is has value. And then slowly over time, hopefully, you know, they'll start showing the good stuff, too.
Busy Bone threw a water bottle 99 miles an hour.
It's assault.
That shit was phenomenal.
Two other things for we get out of here, man. So to listeners out there, Money Heist, the season, or not season, but episode 6-10 is now on Netflix. So you can finish out the season. Money Heist is always a good show. Check that out. And then Khalid, man, he dropped the album too. Have you had a chance to listen to it?
I have not.
So Khalid, he always drops some good music. I don't know. don't know. He's a beast, man. So it took me, you know, I listened to songs. I think it's 9 songs, 1 through 9. It took me about a good hour to get through 1 through 4, bro, because I just kept hitting repeat, bro.
Can somebody? I know you're talking about music. Music is we've had some definitely some dope music come through because I'm just now getting into the French Montana, and you were right, man. He got some bangers on there. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah.
He definitely does have some bangers on there. You told me about that. I mean, I knew it was out, but just being very honest, I've never really been a French fan, but I'm liking what I hear, Antonio. And I know you said that you liked it. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's 20-something songs. So if you like seven of them, yeah. Then that's the 7 that I listen to. Khalid's album's called is Scenic Drive, to the listeners.
Nice.
Scenic Drive. Okay. So that's what I got, man.
I'll check that out. Last thing, I guess we don't have to, but we could touch on just a little bit. Cuomo, man, Chris Cuomo, he's out, he fired, man. Terminated at CNN.
Craziness, man.
What the hell happened? That's a hell. Like, what happened here? Like, this is crazy to me.
I mean, it makes sense.
I mean, but does it? I don't know. Let me get your opinion on it. I mean, do you know everything or a little bit about what's going on? Why they had let him go?
Yeah.
All right. Absolutely. So how do you feel?
So Governor Cuomo for New York. He's the governor, right? I think he's the governor.
Governor.
Yeah. So he was the governor of New York.
Plus, he stepped down already. But
yeah, he was an FB out there to the people. Y'all know what the FB means.
Supposedly. Now, allegedly. Now, we got to do that.
All right. So he's an F boy out there.
On this one, you got to say allegedly.
So he's that boy out there. And then in New York, you could say allegedly. And he was some sexually assaultive, some verbal, all this creepy stuff, right? Doing some creepy stuff. So he had to resign. Because, anyway, he had to resign. But his brother works for CNN. And so every time it was time to talk about his brother, he'd be like, let's turn to George Floyd and what's going on with that story.
But he can't talk about that, though. That's the thing. So what a lot of people don't understand is
No. He don't control what they talk about, though. If his producers is like, all right, we're talking about Cuomo.
But this is his. You're right, but this, it's not all breaking news. This is his particular show. So in his particular show, the first time that he spoke about it, he got in trouble. Because he was like, it was alleged. He was like, I don't believe that this isn't happening. And then they came down on him. And they were like, you can't do that because you don't know. And then the other news network, which is Fox News, is like, look at him. It's his brother defending him on live TV. So they stopped it. They said, all right, this is your show, but we're not going to talk about this situation. Because your opinion is going to be, obviously, to the defense of your brother, right?
So he reminds me of JoJo in Bad Boys 1. To the listeners out there, y'all know who JoJo is. He said, tell me where he's at. He said, there's 3 guys. And then they put a gun to his head. He said, all right, there's 2 guys. And it's crazy. And he cocks the gun back. He says, all right, man, there's 1 guy. And he lives with Coconut Grill. That's exactly what happened, bro. Stop that BS, Aaron.
That's what happened.
That's what happened, Aaron. Stop that shit, bro. But I don't. But I respect it, though. I mean, that's his brother. He holding him down. But unfortunately, your platform is where people. The news is not the news, and that's unfortunate. But the people want the news only to be the news when they pay attention. You know what I'm saying? Like they see hot takes all day, every day. They said Joe Budden was gay for a whole week, but if they didn't watch the whole video, they won't understand the context. You know what I'm saying? And that's what everybody does, the clickbait stuff. But when it comes to this and the Cuomo part, now they want to pay attention.
Is he gay or not, bro?
No, it was the context.
You're not answering.
You missed the context. No, he didn't say he was gay.
Are you sure?
Yeah. The context was little baby got fired.
Were you there?
Little baby got fired for saying his anti-gay slurs.
The baby.
Oh, my fault. No disrespect. The baby got fired.
Yeah, don't do that.
I like Lil Baby, though. But I like Lil Baby. I think Lil Baby.
Yeah, Lil Baby don't.
I think he's better than the baby, low key.
Don't do that, bro.
I don't know, bro.
Don't do that. We will never do that. Not on this platform.
What?
The baby is the goat, nigga.
Oh, okay.
Cute. $850.
You got time for that, man. So I don't know, man. It's more to see about Cuomo's situation, but it's all, bro, it's all BS, man. Mariah Carey, bro.
Let's go. You know what,
y'all tell this man right here. Well, first of all, I know a lot of people going to say they like Lil Baby, but I don't care. I like the baby, man. That like boy can rap, bro.
He can. Just because you say somebody's better don't mean you demeaning them. You know what I'm saying?
All right. You're right. You're right.
It's just opinion.
I cry a little bit. But anyway, Cuomo, in my opinion,
there's no mo.
I here's my deal, man. Who the fuck are these people, bro? What generation is this? What generation are we in where? What generation are we in where everything is used on paper? Like, why are you emailing these people? That's my problem. If you want to go and do research and find out if these people are legitimate, like accusers or whatever it is against your brother or whatever it is, why are you emailing people about it? Why are you sending text messages? Why are you calling? What generation is this? That's where my problem is. It's the habitual fuck-ups are my problem. It's the Antonio Brown syndrome, bro.
Yeah, they out there.
Chris was like, all right, bet. That's my brother. I'm going to ride with my brother first. That's what he said when he got suspended. He said, I'm going to ride with my brother. That's my brother, family first. I fucks with that. But when you say family first and they find 395 emails, now I got to look at you like Antonio Brown, bro. Pay your bill.
That's a fact.
I never understand why people do stuff like they self-incriminating. It's like the kid in Michigan the fuck boy in Michigan went, killed people at a school. His parents gave him the gun. His parents knew the situation that was going on, and then they fled the scene. I said, all right, cool. To me, keep that same energy. Go all the way through Canada. Go to Belize. I don't care where you drive to. Go. But don't stop somewhere, get caught, and say, oh, no, bro, we was on the way back. We just was coming out here. We was just coming out here to see what was going on. We was coming back. We didn't leave no paper. You left all the paper trail. That's how we found your ass. Chris, you left the paper trail, my guy. You left the paper trail. Antonio, you left the paper trail. What happened to don't call me on the phone?
Or what happened to just do what's right?
Or that. But preferably just don't pick up the phone.
That's always an option. Do what's right when ain't nobody looking, bro.
Bro, if you go to jail, Antonio, you can rest assured that there won't be no emails or messages or nothing going to any of your accusers if you killed somebody. Or anything, whatever you did, you can rest assured that I'm not sending nothing to them physically.
I bet, boy.
And with that being said, Antonio, that's all I got for the A-Square podcast, man. You always say keep your shoes by your feet, and I always say stop emailing these motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, facts.
Bless you, Hillary.
And stop playing Mariah Carey.
Antonio, is there anything that you want to say to Mariah, bro?
Just to Mariah, no. There's nothing I need to say to her. Boo-boo sauce, bro.
You got nothing to say to her?
No. But she's still top five.
It's no top disrespect. Five of what?
It's no disrespect to her talent.
But it was
you don't
to
get
be.
The pass. Yeah, but she don't get the pass though of what I did 20 years ago matters today. 20 years ago price is not today's price, bro. You don't get that same respect, bro. Stop it.
20 years Mariah is not, bro, today's,
it's not today's
Mariah.
That's a fact. Five husbands, three kids, and two vocal cords later. That is not Mariah Carey, bro. Stop it. Y'all don't even talk about Mariah Carey until the day after Thanksgiving. It pisses me off, bro. And then December 26th,
Man, what y'all talking about for New Year's, bro? She did.
Yeah, man, I have a problem with that.
So, Antonio, at the end of every episode, we always tell people, what do you tell the people?
It's getting to the holidays, man. So make sure y'all show love to people. First off, show love to y'all. We appreciate y'all. All the listeners, all the subscribers, we get hit up all the time. Hey, man, great episode. I listen to it. They bring up different snippets, so we appreciate all the love, man. But wait till next year when we start coming out with some stuff, man. And definitely at the end of Christmas, because I know it's going to get, you know, you got the side chick, you got the main chick, you got the sometimes chick.
You a snitch,
always
bro.
Know, keep them shoes by your feet. And play this while you in the car. Play this while you in the car.
With your shoes? We appreciate y'all, man. It's the A-Square Podcast. Let's go. Now, Antonio, I bet you thought that I was going to let it go right there, didn't you?
I already let it go.
Well, let's let it go the right way then.
Let's go. You know it, baby.
A-A-A-A-A-Square Podcast.com.
She wanna fuck with me, but I don't got the time. Stopped off a private plane and went and hopped on 85. Go call my chauffeur, cause I don't like to drive. Yeah, Suburban's back to back and we gon' fill them up with bombs.